This Rugby League report is brought to you by Volkswagen Amarok, the most powerful ute in its class.
Just repeating that news too, that Jim Wilson from Channel 7, just fix your headphone there, Mido, it's the hard bit on your ear. You mustn't have any feeling in the top of your head, mate. Put the soft little cushion on your left ear. Yeah, you are listening. Jim Wilson from Channel 7 reporting that the three-year deal has been done with Clint Gutherson there at Parramatta. Good morning, Guru.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Lizzie. I heard that on the way in. That's positive for Parramatta, isn't it? Yeah, they needed to get that done. It's interesting that it happens 3 or 4 days after the team gets absolutely smashed and they've re-signed the coach and the star player in that week.
Well, I think it's good news. Obviously, it's been dragging on, hasn't it? And I think everyone was sort of over it. Clint in particular, he doesn't want to see this getting played out in the media. And Freddie's come out and said, well, you know, if you a chance of playing Origin this year, we don't want any contract distractions. We're not going to look at blokes that have that going on. So he's probably thought about it and thought, well, let's just get the job done. Let's get the contract signed and we can move forward. So well done for Parramatta for actually getting the deal sealed with Brad Arthur and obviously Clint Gutherson. But tonight, it's all about the footy, mate. The Storm, red-hot favourites over the West Tigers. Are the Tigers a chance of causing an upset?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, they actually have the best record of any visiting team to Amy Park. They've played there less times than any other team, but they've got a 50% record.
Their record against Melbourne's good.
They beat them twice last year, which was quite unbelievable, beating the defending premiers twice early in the season. They probably benefited from all the penalties that were blown, and it might have slowed the Storm's momentum, etc. But they won twice last year, and they go down there, they'll probably be fairly confident. But, you know, the Storm, absolutely ruthless against Parramatta last week, and I really can't see them taking their foot off the accelerator, and I just think they'll be too strong, even though, you know, they're missing, you know, Curtis Scott through injury.
But you can entertain the Tigers at the line, 11.5 points, because the last 5 times they've played each other, the biggest margin has been 9 points.
I agree with you there. Yeah. Melbourne haven't scored big scores against them.
No.
I think 29 points is the most they've ever scored against them down there. So, yeah, the line is a big chance of tipping the Storm to win.
So, Storm to win, but you're prepared to take the line.
Correct.
11.5. What about this game? Penrith, 6 o'clock, Friday night. $1.70, and you know what I think of the Warriors, $2.20.
Yeah, that's, I've just gone.
But I can't take, your chair's gone down. You look like Dickie Knee at the end of that bench. Yeah, taking the dollar, that's thrill-seeking stuff.
Well, I think so. I think the only reason you'd tip Penrith is because you believe in the bounce back, or you believe that they've hit rock bottom and they're on their way back. And I heard you say to, Laws, that you're going to go Panthers. You're sticking with them.
Well, I'm sticking with them. But having said that, if this game was being played in New Zealand, I'd be all over the Warriors.
Right.
I don't know what to think.
Yes, fair enough.
That's the honest answer. I do not know what to think of Penrith and the Warriors. You know, if they play as well as they did last weekend, of course
that's right,
they can win. But they've just not been consistent.
It was a different performance from the Warriors last week, coming from behind to beat the Dragons, and they were very strong the last 20 minutes, which is very unlike them. I'm going to go the Warriors to beat the Panthers.
Well, there you go. What about the Brisbane Broncos?
I regret that.
$2.85 outsiders, $1.45 the Roosters. See an upset?
I can't. Even though it's at Suncorp, where they play a lot better, the Broncos, my mind just goes back to that round 4 game where the Roosters absolutely annihilated them 36-4. Now, Boyd Cordon is missing for the Roosters. They'll miss him. But, geez, they've done well to overcome injury this year, the Roosters. And they held on against Canberra last week when they probably didn't have any right to. They had, you know, Angus Crichton playing in the centres. They had players all over the field in different positions. And they still hung on when the Raiders were coming to get them. And I just can't see them dropping it. It'll be their 9th in a row.
Yeah. I reckon it's a hard weekend of.
There's a lot of hard ones. A lot of hard picks.
Yeah. This is one for the diehards. The Gold Coast, $1.65 against the Bulldogs, $2.30.
Gone the
$1.65 favourites, the Gold Coast.
At the odds, wow. I'm taking the Bulldogs.
I've gone the Bulldogs to win this one. From watching the Titans last week and how disappointing they were, and just the discipline and ill discipline in that team, particularly late from Tyrone Peachey, you know, he's one of their more experienced players, and really cost them when they're in a position to come over the top of the Sharks there. And
he's kicked the ball out. And the ball
there were two penalties that he gave away. One that gave away the 2 points that put Cronulla in front, and another one that ended up with Paul Gallen scoring the final try. So, you know, they've lost me for the time being, the Titans, and I think the Bulldogs can win it.
Can you back a team that's conceded 64 points the previous week? Parramatta Outsiders, $2.25. North Queensland, who themselves are coming off a loss, $1.67 favourites at home.
Yeah, again, TK... From what you said, if Parramatta was playing at home, I'd be going with Parramatta. But they have yet to convince me that they can do it away from Bankwest Stadium. And, geez, the confidence must be low. You know, I guess it's a boost having re-signed the coach and Gutho this week. That will be a positive for them going up there to Townsville. But I'm going to go the Cowboys. I saw some good signs there against the Rabbitohs last week.
Yeah. Do you reckon Michael Morgan meant that kick for Justin O'Neill? Did you see it came off the side of his boot instead of passing it? I reckon...
I thought he miskicked it, but then when I watched the replay...
What did you
and
think?
The shape...
I don't know.
...of the ball, how he had the shape of the ball in his hand...
I know.
...and then he kicked the point of the ball, yeah, and it was facing towards Justin O'Neill, so it looked like a...
Yeah, he meant it to go over there, but I don't think he meant to kick it to him on the floor.
I think he wanted to go a bit more height.
Darren Lockyer spoke to him minutes after that kick at halftime.
Of course I meant it.
He said, of course he meant it, but in fact he meant the kick to go further for Kyle Felt.
Okay, there you go.
And it landed in Justin O'Neill's lap. And he's been in some good try-scoring form, Justin O'Neill. I think he scored in about five consecutive games.
He might be a smoky for Origin.
Yeah, cracking game this one, mate. $2.50, the Canberra Raiders. Souths, $1.73. $2.15, $1.73 Souths.
We'll have six Englishmen on display in this game. They'll be right at home in those cool conditions in Canberra on Saturday night. And I heard you say a big crowd headed down there.
Would that be a record?
It would be a record.
Yeah.
It would be a record. We've had... We've had five quite a few times, but we've never had six genuine English imports in one game. And we could have had seven if Bateman had been fit. The Raiders missing some key players. No Tarpany still. Jordan Rappin is missing and Bateman's out with injury as well.
And
Leilua gone as well. So they are down on some troops. So I think the Rabbitohs, even though they're without Johnston, Corey Allen gets his chance at fullback. And Damien Cook, wow. He was unbelievable against the Cowboys last week. I was tossing up whether the star performer of Magic Round was Damien Cook or James Tedesco. It was a toss of the coin for me, but he was incredible in that first half.
Beware of the cool weather. Dragons, Newcastle, who do you like?
Dragons have lost three straight and the Knights have won three straight. It's been played in Mudgee, which is probably an advantage to the Dragons because they played there last year. But I'm going the Knights.
Beautiful surface, Glen Willow. They do a great job up there at Mudgee. And just quickly, Mido, Cronulla, $1.55. Manly, $2.50.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Sharks there.
They just win, don't
starting they? To get some players back from injury. Moylan, they were going to select him, but they're giving him another week. But I'll go the Sharks.
There you go. Proof this morning that even the guru gets stuck in traffic. He had the sirens blaring. He had the police escort, but he was stuck in traffic. Thanks, guru.
Thanks, guys.